Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Luigi Mangione, the accused killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, appeared in court in Lower Manhattan today, where a judge announced he's thrown out some of the charges against him. Our Juliet Papa was there. She joins us now live.
That's right, Linda. It was a brief proceeding, but the judge dismissed state terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione. In his ruling, he said the prosecution's theory was legally insufficient. Prosecutors had to show that the Midtown shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson intimidated a civilian population or affected government policy or conduct, and the judge said they did not rise to the level of the law. Now, Mangione came to court closely escorted by court officers surrounding him and holding the leather belt that connects the chains and shackles on his wrists and ankles. He had to take small steps shuffling up the main aisle, took his seat, spoke with his attorneys. The judge is proceeding now with the state case. He did not dismiss the rest of the indictment, even though the defense had requested that, and he will hold pretrial hearings December 1st. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Well, Brooklyn is joining the city's war on rats. Mayor Adams making that announcement this morning.
Today, we're announcing the next phase in the trash revolution, the Battle of Brooklyn. Brooklyn Community Board 12 will soon become the second neighborhood in New York City to have all of its trash fully containerized.
The pilot program is bringing Empire bins from downtown Brooklyn to Fort Greene and Clinton Hill schools and nearly 300 residential buildings. The sanitation department says it's all part of a plan to put out the trash earlier and cut down on rats. Brooklyn's second district will be the second neighborhood taking part. City saying it will expand the programs to more neighborhoods next year. A man was beaten to death last night inside a Brooklyn bodega. It happened around 7 last night when cops responded to a fight that broke out inside 193 Knickerbocker Avenue in Bushwick. One of the men involved, 59-year-old Jerry Hill, was found unconscious, hit in the head with a baton-like object, and he later died at the hospital. Two people were taken into custody, but no word yet on what led to this or on any charges. A new poll says most New Yorkers don't think that we're ready for the next public health crisis. Mount Sinai, South Nassau surveyed 600 people in the city and on Long Island. 44% say they worried we're unprepared. The top concerns? Measles, bird flu, and the new COVID variants. Only 38% say they trust the government to prevent outbreaks. Dr. Aaron Glatt with Mount Sinai says vaccines have proven their worth and preventable diseases are still a threat. He encourages people to follow up with their doctors and stay up to date on their shots.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.